Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back to another video, everybody. Now, if you saw my five predictions for 2024, you'll remember that my biggest prediction was that Donald Trump is going to win the presidency in November, and I made those predictions 2 months ago. But today, that is more true than it even was 2 months ago, and I'm going to talk about how Donald Trump is almost certainly going to win. When it comes to winning an election, there are essentially two factors. The first factor is how many people can you convince to actually vote for you? And that number generally is pretty small, but it's not insignificant in an election. I'm going to talk about the polling and what that shows. The second thing, however, is the turnout. How many people are you going to actually get out to vote for you that wouldn't have voted otherwise? So it's not that they were ever going to vote for the other side. It's just like they weren't going to vote at all. That tends to be the biggest factor, and it is the single reason why Donald Trump is going to win in November. Looking at the first one, however, Donald Trump has a massive lead in the polling right now in swing states. The problem with a lot of the polls that people are pulling up is that if you look at like 538, for example, if you haven't heard of 538, there are a website that basically takes a conglomerate of all the polls and shows where they're at. And I know what you're saying. Some of you are going to be like, the polling doesn't matter. The polling does matter. It's one factor. The reason why polling doesn't always matter is because of the turnout, which we're going to talk about in a second. But really quick, if you look at national polling, it's crap. It really doesn't matter for the most part. Why is that? Because we use the Electoral College, you have to look at the swing states. You have to look at Pennsylvania. You have to look at Wisconsin. You have to look at Nevada. And I'm going to pull up this graphic right now. This is from polling from this week. So it is the most accurate and most recent polling. There is not a single swing state that Donald Trump is losing in. Arizona, up by 3 points. Georgia, up by 8. Again, you got to remember, these are states that he lost in 2020. Some of these states he even lost in 2016. Michigan, he's up by 6 points, up 8 points in Nevada, up 3 points in Pennsylvania, up 5 in Wisconsin, up 10 in North Carolina. I don't know. North Carolina, is it really even a swing state anymore? I don't know. But the rest, that is a significant lead, and it alone really shows that Donald Trump has an excellent shot at the presidency right now. Now, Nate Silver, I have to talk about Nate Silver if we're going to talk about Donald Trump. Nate Silver is a pollster who has been one of the most accurate pollsters of anyone in predicting who the president will be. He's been right for the last like many presidents. And so again, you can talk about polls not mattering. Some people believe that. If you want to believe that, that's fine. But Nate Silver has a very strong track record. And what he has come out with recently, this is on his Twitter, I'll pull it up right now, that the chance for Biden to win the Electoral College is very slim unless he gets a massive percentage of the popular vote. Now, Democrats generally win the popular vote. This is how it goes because, you know, they've got massive populace in cities like New York or California. They've got these massive cities which contribute to that. Despite them, you know, winning states overwhelmingly, it's the Electoral College. So even if they won that state by 51%, it wouldn't matter. They would still get the electoral votes. So what he's saying, what you're seeing right now on the screen is that, and when it says points essentially is like a little over a million votes. So this is not an insignificant amount of people. What it's saying is that in order for Biden to win the presidency, if he had 1 million more votes than Donald Trump, he would have a 6% chance at winning the presidency. That's an astounding figure. I believe in 2016, Hillary Clinton had about a 1% lead on Donald Trump in the popular vote. And so by those metrics, that's very possible. And he would have a 6% chance at winning. Joe Biden would. Now, even if Joe Biden has a 3 million vote lead on Donald Trump, According to Nate Silver, one of the most accurate pollsters in the nation, Joe Biden would still have a less than probable chance at winning the presidency. He'd have a 46% chance. Now, obviously, yeah, you get to these big numbers like 4 million, 5 million. For sure, he's going to win. The reason why that is, though, is because Donald Trump has been a lot better at campaigning in swing states than he was in the past. And at the end of the day, that's really all that matters, because here in my home state of Utah, it's going to go towards Trump. In New York, California, it's going towards Biden. He doesn't need to campaign there the way he does in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. And he's doing a very effective job at it. And because of that, he is definitely going to win in 2024. So now we've talked about how he's winning in the polling. But as a lot of people will say, polling's not everything. And the reason why that is because of the turnout. But I think what blows my mind, and the reason why I'm so resolute that Donald Trump is going to win, is that the turnout is actually what has Donald Trump up more than anything. So you'll remember in 2020, we saw record, a lot of people don't know this. In 2020, we saw 15 million more Americans vote than any other previous election. Those vote turnout numbers are insane. And the reason why that happened is because Democrats changed the rules for during COVID. And essentially, you had dead people voting Democrat. You had people who were going to old folks' homes and filling out the ballots for them and having them sign. 70% of Democrats voted by mail-in ballot versus Republicans, who only voted 30% through mail-in ballot. So Democrats had the upper hand, and this is the demographic that they were, you know, chasing is better for mail-in ballots. And so essentially, they had the greatest turnout in history, and because of that, Joe Biden won. Because they had a massive coalition of people going out and essentially gathering votes in a way that had never happened in history. But the thing is those rules do not apply in 2024, at least not as of now, unless something crazy happens. But it's not going to happen because Republicans have the House. So by some miracle, it could happen, but most likely it's not going to happen. The rules are normal again, and what you're going to see is voter turnout go back to what it was in 2016, when Donald Trump didn't even have these huge leads in swing states, but now he has them. That right there is enough proof to tell you that Donald Trump is going to win the presidency. And here's the thing too, thinking about voting turnout, nobody is galvanized by Joe Biden. No liberal looks at the job that Joe Biden is doing and thinks, oh yeah, like I got to get out there and vote. No. The people who are going to vote for liberals are already going to go to the voting booth, but people who wouldn't have normally voted are not going. Donald Trump, on the other hand, does bring people to the voting booth that normally wouldn't have voted. Those people, those blue-collar workers who didn't really care to vote before, are going to care, especially in states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Nevada, and Arizona as well. So I predict that Donald Trump is going to win almost every swing state except for Arizona. I think he'll probably lose in Arizona, but I think he's going to win in Georgia, which he needs. He's going to win in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, which he needs. And it's because of the turnout laws that the Democrats won't be able to take advantage of this time that he's going to be able to do that. The real question, though, who are you voting for? I want to know in the comments down below. Please subscribe. And again, I'd love to respond to your comments. Even if you're not a Donald Trump fan, tell me who you're voting for. We'll see you next time, guys.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.